Fan-run radio podcasters, many of you have been asking for a way to support the station if you live out of state and can't support our sponsors, and now there's a way. Just go to shopfanrun.com and buy a shirt, or two, or ten, and know that you're supporting the station that does our best to support you. Shopfanrun.com.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
I have a level of expertise, and I have a level of information that nobody else has.
Hour number three of The Drive underway. It's Fox Sports Knoxville. This hour of the show, powered by our friends at Matlock Tire and Auto Service. Four locations to serve you here in East Tennessee, in Farragut, in Lenoir City, in Maryville, and down in Athens. Locally owned and operated since 1953, Matlock is a staple of our community. Great place to have tires and minor repair work done. Check out MatlockTireService.com to find the location nearest you. All right, Bear, you've had 5 minutes to formulate your argument. If Auburn goes in the tank, as it certainly looks like that, I mean, you would agree that that's probably pretty likely that they're looking
it's
at
more likely than them coming together as a team and finishing strong, that they could go in the tank. However, I still claim that it's 10 times a signature win that stupid win over South Carolina was Butch's first year.
All right. Let me ask you this.
It's 20 years from now. People look back, we beat Auburn that year. It's a big turning point for the program.
Alex on Twitter slid in my DMs with this. I don't know why you DM'd me this. You could have just hit me on Twitter, but whatever. Here's an interesting useless fact. The last time Vandy beat a ranked SEC West team on the road, 2008, at Auburn. Was that a signature win for Vandy?
In 2008?
Yeah.
Yeah, any win over any named team.
Who was Vandy's coach that year?
In 2008? I have no clue because
who was on the team. Signature win, shouldn't that denote something memorable about the game?
I'm not a Vandy fan.
Well, neither am I. But like, if it's
why are you asking me who's on Vandy's team from 10 years
because
ago? I can't tell you who's on their team right now except for the Shermer kid, and I hope we put him in the hospital by the end of the game.
All I'm saying is this: it was probably Bobby Johnson.
Bobby Johnson.
I think we've gotten a little bit loose with the term signature win. That's all I'm saying.
It's freaking Auburn, Russ.
We're Tennessee. We went 4-8 last year. I'm sorry, but South Carolina beating us was not a signature win for them because we sucked. If Auburn ends up sucking, I don't see how you can call this a signature win for Tennessee. I'm sorry. Does that? I might be in the minority in that one, but I will stand by that one. I mean, it's like, I'm sorry. A signature win to me denotes you win it, you won a game against a really good team. You beat a team that not only were you not expected to beat, but they actually ended up being, at the end of the year, they didn't fall apart. They were a good team. They were 10-3, 11-2, something, you know. A team that won a bunch of games and finished ranked highly just as they were when you beat them. Your win against them was an aberration on an otherwise great season for that team. At the end of the year, like I know, it's saying that you don't say, "Hey, man, we beat Auburn this year." You sell that in recruiting. We won a game on the road, hostile environment. All that stuff is still true. I'm just saying it's not a game that 20 years down the line, you remember, oh, yeah, man, we beat that Auburn team in 2018. That was a special moment. It'll lose some of its luster if Auburn loses some of its luster. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show, 546-8200, if you want to chime in this afternoon as we break it down. Dan Harrelson, Thunder Dan, going to join, coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Bears got a dullard of the day for you.
Tremendous one.
Looks like Nathan Peterman might be getting the start this weekend for the Bills.
Who are they playing?
I don't know, but Josh Allen has been ruled out of the game, and it's between Nathan Peterman and Derek Anderson, who's still alive, evidently.
Derek Anderson?
Didn't he start for the Browns like 50 years ago?
Yeah.
The Bills play my Indianapolis Colts, and if we lose to Nathan Peterman, I will renounce my fandom.
Poor Nathan Peterman, man. Did y'all see what happened to him Sunday?
Yeah, he sucked. What else is new?
He comes in the game. They're playing the Texans on the road. I think they had a lead.
Yeah, he threw the pick six to lose them the game.
Yeah, it's 16-13 when he goes in. They've got the lead. The Texans end up having a long drive. The Bills make a nice stand at the goal line to force a field goal. 16-16. It was like a minute and a half left. And you're thinking, oh, God. Oh, no. They've got to try and win the game now with Nathan Peterman. Like, you know he's going to throw an interception. You're just hoping, like, it's not a pick six. And, like, they come out there for first and 10, hand it off, get stuffed. Second and long, old Nate drops back, surveys the field, and just serves it up. Woo! Pick six, going the other way, ball game. By God, that's Nathan Peterman's music. He came in and did what Nathan Peterman does. And he's just walking off the field like, oh, not again. He's like, he's too used to it to even be dejected properly. He's just walking off like, wow.
I did it again.
Yeah. He's like, well, what did you expect? I'm Nathan Peterman. It's what I do. So rough. So, yeah, they can't start him, can they? Like, even if he wins the job in practice, like he has the better week of practice, you just can't start him, man.
He's got to be like, I'd love to see a film of him practicing. I mean, he's got to look like the second coming of Joe Montana at every level because you always hear this guy's a fantastic practice player.
Teammates love him, does hits everything every you throw. Ask of him. Tough guy, knows the system.
Wow. He's like the opposite of a gamer.
He is the opposite. What, a practicer? What do you call that?
I don't know.
A non-gamer? A lamer.
Yeah.
A lamer.
Oh, suck. He sucks.
I don't know, man. I think if you suck at practice, too.
Against the Bills. When he was here, he was practicing against Tennessee.
Well, when you put it like that.
I mean, the Bills' defense is decent this year, isn't it?
It's the Buffalo Bills.
It's good, Brent. It is the Buffalo Bills. It is the Buffalo Bills. How about that Nick Bosa kid up at Ohio State? He's done.
What did he hurt?
He had surgery on an abdominal muscle, which didn't Joey Bosa have the same kind of thing? It's like, does abdominal injury run in the family? That seems like a weird injury to have in both brothers.
A juicing kind of injury.
Seemed a little bit reckless.
Too big. Just my opinion. Wouldn't surprise me.
Projected number one pick in next year's NFL draft. What do you think about that? Six games left. He had a surgery he's trying to come back from. Not only is he saying, I'm not going to play anymore this season. He's withdrawing from school.
Yeah, he's got a rehab.
This is not Leonard Fournette. I'm not going to play in a bowl game.
No.
This is middle of the season, the number two ranked team in the country.
Yeah.
Ohio State playing for a championship. Their best player says, I'm done.
Yeah. He wasn't going to be back in time for the playoffs, so why should he?
Are we sure about that?
That's what his dad said in a statement.
I mean,
you should still stick around for your team, right?
Go to school, rehab
his
your injury,
team ain't
see what
paying
happens.
Him nothing, buddy. Nada. Zero. Zip. Zilch.
I mean, I understand that.
But, no, that's
Don't start in with your Pollyannish pearl clutching crap you do whenever I bring up the fact that the NCAA has a free workforce that provides them with billions of dollars.
Careful there. All right. Step off, buddy. In addition to the education, which I'm sure you're going to poo-poo, he's also been trained under Mariotti, one of the best strength coaches in the country, and their defensive staff and the arts of football, just like his brother. They've helped prepare him for a life after football. He's going to be a multimillionaire. More power to him. I'm glad of all that. But it seems like, to me, if that had happened to us, I mean, I'm not like wishing ill on the kid, but I'd be like, dude, like, WTF? Like, you're just going to withdraw from school and, like, that's it? After all that, we're in a championship run, and you're
What's
not even
supposed
gonna,
to do. He's not.
I just
play.
Told you, go to school and rehab your injury and see what happens. And if you get to December and you're nowhere close to it, then by all means, go do what you're going to do. But
I have
in the
no problem
of October.
With this. Yeah, no, I have no problem with this at all.
Of course you don't.
Good luck, young man.
Of course
go
you
get
don't.
Paid.
Abandon your team in the middle of the season. All about you. What?
Yeah.
The ultimate team sport. It's all about me. Screw my teammates. I'm going to go do what I'm going to do.
Bad day for Bear White knighting for a Buckeye, and he's against taking out Bama quarterbacks.
Not a good look.
Abner. Let me explain something to you,
not
Buster.
Not a good look.
He's against taking out
Let
Bama's
me explain it to you.
You hate to
I'm
see
I'm not
it.
A Buckeye. And you
I didn't
guys,
say you
know,
were.
You
I said
John
you were white
knighting
for one.
Asking me if I'm his, are you a socialist, Russell?
Oh, yeah,
you know, if he furthers that injury and it prevents him from playing in the NFL, is Ohio State going to reimburse him the tens of millions of dollars that he could have made?
So,
he doesn't owe them a damn thing.
So let me get this straight, just so I can be clear, because I don't want to put words in your mouth. It's not my style. I'm going to give you the opportunity to show some consistency here.
Right.
You're completely 100% fine with Joey Bosa abandoning his team, his school, his fans in the middle of the season.
He didn't abandon them. He's hurt.
He's leaving school. He's not whatever. However you want it. You're completely fine with him doing what he – but 25-year-old woman in Las Vegas wants to make some money selling her body on the streets. That's beyond the pale.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. You don't see any inconsistency there
no,
at all?
No, not at all. None whatsoever. It's apples and oranges, Russell. I know it's hard for you to differentiate between
– How?
And have a nuanced conversation.
How?
You're Neanderthal.
I am?
Yeah.
Nick Bosa is going to sell his services, his body, his supremely talented athletic body – to the NFL's highest bid, you know, whoever has the first pick in the draft, they are going to pay him to go out there and use his body to perform services that they expect will render them pleasure.
How many football players do you know get kidnapped and forced into basically what amounts to white slavery to go play in the NFL?
Why do you have to bring race into it, man? Not talking about some woman from Croatia being kidnapped from her village and shipped across the sea to work in a hut. I'm talking about women, grown, educated women on their of their own free will deciding they want to go turn tricks at the Bunny Ranch. How's that different? It's probably healthier than playing in the NFL. They can cure chlamydia with just a quick shot of penicillin. CTE will make you go insane and kill you.
He has a point, Bear.
No, he doesn't. And he doesn't need you chiming in over there, okay? You're really taking a bad turn here, Brandon. Russell does not need somebody to prop
hey,
up
just because I'm stomping
him.
A mud hole in you in another debate, don't take
I'm
it out
even
on Brandon.
I'm paying attention to you right now. I tuned you out because you make no sense. You know where I stand. You don't have any right to say anything. These guys are...
I don't have a right to say anything to them?
No!
Okay, this is Bear's totalitarian sports state. You can't talk to Nick Bosa. You don't get an opinion.
I don't think you should. I mean, how can you knock the guy for wanting to go get paid?
You don't get an opinion, and you don't get to pay for sex.
He's done. He's done playing for free.
He's quitting on his team, Bear.
Quitter.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a quitter.
You and all the other old school. You know, talking about get off my own, quitting on your team,
Brandon. I hope your coats don't end up with the number one pick and select that quitter.
I do
from Slow High.
Put a poll in the field. Is Nick Bosa a quitter? Put it in the field, Russ. I don't think he's a quitter myself.
Stay with us. As long as he's recovered from his injury.
The drive continues. So, basically, you're willing to look past any sort of moral failing if the player will bring you pleasure?
Yes.
Why is there
a moral failing? There's a word for that.
Moral failing?
There's a word for that. Stay with us. The drive continues on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Drive. The afternoon. This is The Drive.
So this time, 48 hours from now, we will be in the midst of a corner 16 food coma.
Brandon will.
Cold beer flowing. Sun shining on the cornhole court outside. Come and join us Thursday, The Drive, live at Corner 16, 1640 Bob Kirby Road in Ball Camp. Don't call it Hardin Valley. It's not Hardin Valley yet. People were very upset about that last time. It's not Hardin Valley. It's Ball Camp.
It is. Okay, it's a Ball Camp community.
Okay. In the heart of beautiful Ball Camp. 1640 Bob Kirby Road, right there on the corner of Bob Kirby and Middlebrook. If you haven't been out there yet, really cool spot. Really cool spot to watch games, to hang out after work, take the family for dinner. Really cool, versatile restaurant. There's nothing in town like it. You got to check out Corner 16. We'll be there Thursday 3-6. We'll be giving away a Copper Card. They're part of the Copper Cellar family of restaurants. And we'll be out there Thursday, so come by and say hello. Haji is next on The Drive. Hello, Haji.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Is this a bizarro episode of The Drive? Since when did Bear become the voice of reason and sensibility?
I feel like I've always been that way, Hodge.
He's right all day long.
Thank you, sir.
About what?
Of course Alabama's going to blow us out. What scenario, Russ? How many points are we going to score? Are we going to hold them to keep it inside 28 points?
Well, Missouri.
Well, we're not Missouri.
I don't think we're that far off. I think we're similar. I think we're probably better defensively. And we're playing the game at home instead of on the road.
Okay, so we're going to hold them to 39 and score 12?
I mean, it's possible. You know, 40 to 14, that would cover.
40 to 14. Now, how are they going to help? Okay, I don't know how we hold them to 40.
Their quarterback's banged up, Haji.
14 is two touchdowns, too, by the way.
Hey, here's what's cute.
Scoring two touchdowns, you know, against them.
You guys are sitting here trying to convince me that we beat the freaking, 1990 49ers this past weekend against Auburn. It's a signature win, and now you turn around and say that we're going to get 70 hung on us by Alabama. It doesn't compute.
Well, it's an emotional win last week, and it's hard to follow up an emotional win against somebody that has. If Alabama played LSU next week, I would say maybe. But they have an open day, so they don't have anything to think about. So they'll be focused. But you just mentioned my second point, which is, of course, it was a signature win. Certainly for Jarrett Garantano, signature win. Best game of his career, best win of his career on the road against a SEC West ranked opponent. Of course it's a signature win.
Even if they go 5-7.
Yeah, we're one of the reasons they went 5-7.
Well,
we knocked them out of bowl eligibility.
I feel like we're rapidly devaluing the term signature win here. If a win against a team that goes 5-7 could be termed a signature win.
You know, if you want to say it's not a signature win for the program, you know, we can. That's fine. But for Garantano, it's a signature win all day, all night long. Especially if it propels him to us being the 6-6 or 7-5 team. But because he just excelled everybody's expectations. He just won every award you can win. How's that not a signature win?
I'm not taking anything away from him. His performance was fantastic and gives us a lot of reason for hope that we can, you know, get to that 6-win plateau, get to a bowl game. It's great for the program. It's great to sell in recruiting and all that stuff. I'm just saying, like, at the end of the season when we're looking at, you know, memorable moments. A 6-6 Tennessee team beating a 5-7 Auburn team in mid-October is probably not going to be like one of the "where were you" moments of the 2018 college football season.
Well, we were going to be 3-9 or 4-8 before that game. So if we go bowl eligible, that counts for something by winning that game. That if we go 6-6, what a huge win that was to go down there and get it done against that defense. Yeah, you know. I'm not going to disagree. I'm not going to disagree with you about the magnitude of the win, but it's a signature win for Garantano. And now, real quickly about those young ladies out west.
Yes.
who choose to do whatever they do to make a nice living mm-hmm. for them and their families. Do you think that's a good decision for them? I'm sort of taking both your sides.
I'm not here to bet. You know, no, it's not a good decision. But who are we to judge?
I'm kind of taking both your sides' argument on this one because Bosa is obviously doing what's best for him and the future of the family he's going to have in his future. So he's doing what's right for him and his family. Those girls are doing what's right for their family. So let them both do it. It's legal what she's doing, what they're doing.
I mean, I'm not saying that he can't or he shouldn't leave school. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a free country. You want to sell yourself for money, you can do that. You want to leave school early on your team, you can do that. I'm just saying, like, you're not even going to make an attempt to try and get back. Your team's number two in the country, like, again, maybe you get to December, you're just nowhere near healthy. It's not worth it. By all means, go. You know, pull out. You know, do what you got to do. Go get ready for the draft. But it seems like he's quitting a little early to me. It's all.
It'd be interesting if they lost a game.
Yeah.
Due to a.
You lose to Michigan because you can't generate a pass rush.
Quarterback on the outside that he could have had an impact on that one play, but at this point. You know, why risk it? I got to think the guy's the guy. But all right, Russ, so we're going to – if we get down 3 touchdowns, we're not going to empty the bench like everybody's calling in saying doing it to pull the spread?
No. I mean, as a coach coaching the game, you don't care about the spread.
Right.
But
– Right, so that's, again, you know, everybody's saying – yeah, we're going to pull the spread, but we're going to pull all our starters out.
Let me ask you this, Haji. If you're so confident they were going to get blown out, how much money are you putting on it?
Well.
You taking Bama in the points?
I usually don't bet on or against the Volunteers.
Well, you're acting like this is free money.
If I had to make a pick, I'll take the
Crimson Tide. I probably would, too.
Okay. But somebody's got to have the wrong side, I guess, to make it an argument, to make it fun for
radio. Is that line moved any?
Just so happens that Bear has the right side.
Well, I mean, I usually do.
I'll have whatever you're having, Haji.
Bear can be right once in a while? Come on.
Right more than
once
in a while.
He just happens to be right on this Tuesday.
So it's a signature win.
I'll tell you one. Here's one for you. And I had a pretty good week last week, but I'll tell you one for this week. Keep your eye on. If you're looking for
A little action.
Exciting game with lots of money to be made.
A little action.
Look no further than your Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Ooh, against, yeah, I could see them winning that game outright against Auburn.
LSU.
Oh, it's Ole Miss is playing, yeah.
Auburn. Ole Miss is playing Auburn. Ole Miss could win that game outright, too.
What's the line in Mississippi State?
6.5. LSU 6.5.
I think they cover that.
They just beat the second-best team in the country by 20.
Night game
in Baton
Rouge.
They're only favored by 6.5 over Mississippi State. Just think about that in your pick segment Friday.
Yeah, that would be the ultimate Ed Ogeron back-to-earth game, wouldn't it?
Mississippi State?
Absolutely. Let down. I mean, that's what you're looking for. College kids, they're talking, you know. First, it was always LSU was overrated all season long and getting, you know, they were waiting for them to crack and fall, which we all were. And this is when it happens. Yeah. Now that everybody's going to be on the other front. Now they're a legit playoff team. Now is when it comes because they play Alabama next week. So just remember that when you make your picks. Do not let the letters LSU come out of your mouth Friday. It'll cost you.
Haji, thanks, my man. Good stuff.
See you guys.
865.
Appreciate Haji.
546-8200. The Wind River promotion continues this month. Text WR Golf to 31996 all throughout the month of October for a chance to win unlimited free golf for 2 months. Terms and conditions apply. By signing up, you'll receive information on upcoming events, promotions, and giveaways from Wind River Golf Club. Easy for me to say. And Wind River Living, by the way, no more than 6 text messages per month. They're not going to wear you out on this. So take a shot. Shoot or shoot. Unlimited free golf for 2 months. All you got to do is text WR Golf to 31996. Help us out, folks. Do it right now, unless you're driving, in which case you wait till you get home, then text WR Golf to 31996. It's Wind River Golf Club online at windriverliving.com. We're going to take a quick break right here. We'll come back. More of your phone calls, 865-546-8200. Your number to chime in. We'll be right back.
The Drive, Football Player of the Week, brought back to the show with a level of expertise and a level of information that nobody else has. This is The Drive.
Dan the Man Harrelson, FallsWire.com, joining us on the show. Good afternoon, Dan.
Hey, Russell. How's it going?
Pretty well, sir. Pretty well. Help us settle a debate. This might not be settled ever, really. But a little argument, getting a little heated this afternoon on the drive. Everybody's saying it's a signature win. Tennessee went down to Auburn and got the first signature win of the Jeremy Pruitt era. Well, is it still a signature win if Auburn falls apart down the stretch? Like, it looks like they very, like, 6-6 might be generous. They might go 5-7 or worse. If they go 6-6 or worse, was it a signature win for Tennessee?
I think so, just in the terms of that's just a huge win for where Tennessee was at going into that game. And just the magnitude of finally beating Auburn for the first time since 99, beating a West team for the first time since 2010, just little things like that. And I thought Jeremy Pruitt had the best answer yesterday at his press conference to kick off the Alabama week. He wasn't sitting in his office all summer long wanting to go 3-3 after 6 games.
I love that quote.
Yeah, it was a great quote. And I just think, even if Auburn does fall apart, which they could be staring down a 6-6 type season now, I still think it's a big win just because it just proves that Jeremy Pruitt is building something here, and he went down there and got a win on the road, and it was pretty big.
Well, it's a big win, you know, as a snapshot right now. There's no doubt about that. And to me, it changes the complexion of the season, man. We talked about yesterday how, Like, it was kind of shaping up to be a dreary end to the season, Dan. Like, you lose, you're 2-4, I guess, heading into Bama. You lose that, 2-5, headed down to South Carolina. Who knows what your mental state as a team is right there. It's hard to make a bowl game at that point, in my opinion. Now, all of a sudden, that bowl game, you know, I'm not going to say it's probable, but it's very possible at this point, Dan, and no matter what happens this week against Alabama. So it changes the outlook. How do you think it changes the outlook for the rest of the season?
Well, it's huge because obviously you have that Charlotte game. So that's 4 wins,
yeah,
more than likely. And then, of course, Vanderbilt should be 5. And then I just think between Missouri at home, Kentucky at home, and then at South Carolina, I just think that Jeremy Pruitt, if he's good enough to go down there and have his team win at Auburn, with Auburn kind of having their season on the line at that point, I just think he can win one of those 3 games. And who knows, he may get 2 and make it a 7-5 type season, and he can go to the Liberty Bowl. But I just think that he can get to at least 6-6 and maybe go to that Birmingham Bowl.
We have – you and I have discussed many times – the past couple of months, the quarterback situation. You know, Garantano, should we be giving Chris a look? Like, is JG the guy long term? He's getting all these accolades now this week for the performance Saturday. Do you think he did enough against Auburn to solidify himself? Certainly he's the guy this year. I don't think anybody would argue that at this point. But, you know, moving forward, he's got 2 more years of eligibility. Do you know Jalen Hurts is going to be out there? Any other transfers? We're recruiting Tua's younger brother in addition to the Maurer kid that we've already got committed here. Like, is he the guy moving forward, or is that still to be determined?
Well, I think after this year, it's to be determined with some of those guys that you mentioned, Brian Maurer, and then, of course, JT Shrout, who hopefully we can see him in 3-4 top games this year, just kind of see what he's about. But it was a big game for Garantano just to show that he can do something like that. And I just think this year with the rushing performance at Georgia and then at Auburn, 68 yards at Auburn, 66 against the Bulldogs, I just don't know if this running game is going to be there. Obviously, it probably won't be this week. I just don't know how they can even match up with South Carolina and some of these teams, Vanderbilt, that has a decent – defensive line. I just think maybe the key to keep winning and competing in games this year is just throw the ball a lot. And if you go back and look at Saban's first team at Alabama, he kind of had to do that to get his team to win in a few ball games and go to a bowl game. Just he threw the ball quite a bit that year and then went back to the run game after that. But I just think with these receivers on the outside, maybe that's something that can set up the running game going forward this year.
Dan Harrelson with us, FallsWire.com. Dan, if this is a game that Tennessee just cannot win, and 20 is now up to 29-point spread in this one, what does success look like for Jeremy Pruitt against Alabama?
Well, I think if he can make it like a 37-20 or a 34-20 type game and just kind of hang with Alabama as far as maybe don't get it more than 2 possessions in Alabama's favor about midway through the third quarter, something like that, just to kind of maybe have national-type people to continue talking good things about what Jeremy Pruitt's building. I think that can be a win-win type situation, even though that he won't be high on that for a moral-type victory. But I think even with against Alabama, you just got to continue throwing the ball and just continuing to work on that, because – Alabama, if they do have a weak spot, it is kind of in their back end on their defense right now.
What do you make of Jeremy Pruitt reportedly spending a lot more time with the offense on the practice field these past couple of weeks? Throughout spring practice, fall camp, he was pretty much with those defensive backs 100% of the time. And if these reports are to be believed, he's been spending a lot of time with the offense trying to get that fixed. Do you think that that's any sort of sign of disenchantment with Tyson Helton or anybody else on that offensive staff, or do you think that's just Jeremy Pruitt learning to adopt more of a CEO-type role as a head coach?
Yeah, I think you just nailed it, CEO-type role, because usually I'm in the press box at the Tennessee games, and for the Auburn game, I was actually down on the field, and I guess about 30 feet away from Pruitt and Tyson and Kevin Chair, all those guys, and Tyson was calling plays, and I think it's still good that Pruitt was over there in his ear a little bit, just kind of communicating with him. I think that did pretty well as far as results. So just having a mix up there on the coaching staff and getting guys more in tune on the field, just to be in line with the player personnel. But Pruitt was another thing I noticed, that every time that the defense alignment, the defensive backfield was pretty close to him, he was in Alante Taylor's ear just telling him, look, go blitz or step up, press up a little bit. So he's always coaching no matter what the position is. And I think that's just a good thing to have, just to have that type of guy and this type of coaching staff that he's familiar with, that they know the egos won't even collide.
Last thing for you here, Dan, we'll let you run. And this would have been thought a silly question before the season, but now I think it has to be asked, and it can be debated in a number of different ways. Who's the best team in the SEC East? We all just said Georgia coming into the season, but I think that valid arguments can be made for both Florida and Kentucky, all 5-6-1.
And guess what? All three teams between Georgia, Florida, and Kentucky, they're going to have their chance here against each other in the next few weeks. That's going to be fun to watch. Who knows? Florida could win out and really do something, win the East, but Kentucky has that option too, so I don't know. I think right now I would still give it to Georgia. Maybe that was their one hiccup this regular season. But I don't know. Kentucky's going to have their shot here in a couple of weeks at home against Georgia. We'll see how it plays out.
All right, very good. Dan, tell folks where they can read your work online. Dan Harrelson.
BallsWire.com and on Twitter at Dan Harrelson.
All right, my man. Always appreciate it. We'll do it again soon.
All right, appreciate it.
Dan Harrelson, making his presence felt. Bear, what did you learn?
Why do we always have to play this game, Russ?
Oh, you did so good in the first hour.
Yeah.
You paid attention to the Bama interview. You don't pay attention to the UT guy?
Yeah, I paid attention. I didn't write down the names he was mentioning, though. Learned that Tyson Elton did call the plays.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah.
With input from Coach Pruitt.
Yeah. Which is probably the way it should be.
Yeah.
Okay. Bears back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back to wrap things up. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Fox Sports Knoxville. Stay with us.
The drive. We now return to the drive on Fox Sports Knoxville. Check it or wreck it. Brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl, the official law offices of the drive.
Yeah. Georgia is the best team in the SEC East.
We did this last week. I'll check it.
But new stuff has come to light.
I'll wreck it.
I'll check it. I'm still checking it. Florida's close.
They're close. That'll be a good game.
I think Florida's going to beat them.
Nick Bosa made the right call in leaving Ohio State.
Wreck it. He should have stuck around with his team.
That's wreck it. You don't abandon your boys, Bear. You don't abandon the team.
I'm checking it, man. Ain't nobody paying Nick Bosa to play football at Ohio State.
He plays at Ohio State. He's probably going to take a pay cut when he goes to the NFL. What do you mean nobody pays him?
He's got to get ready for the draft.
Don't want Bear in a foxhole with me.
Little Abner off the top rope.
You opened this can, Bear. You opened it.
The U.S. men's national team beats Peru tonight in soccer-friendly action.
Who cares?
I reckon I'm going with the Peruvians.
I'm checking it. Big check it. The Yanks get it done. Check it or wreck it. Brought to you by Ogle, Elrod, and Beryl, the official law offices of the drive. You check them out online at wreckintoacheck.com or call 865-546-1111. Talk up to you. No matter where you are, and turn your wreck into a check at Ogle, Elrod, and Burrill online at wreckintoacheck.com or call 865-546-1111 or download their free accident app. Do it now on your smartphone or your tablet. You never know when you might need it.
NBA starts tonight, Russ. Pick soccer but can't pick an NBA game?
Man up. No. I don't know if you noticed this about the drive.
Of meaningless basketball. Who plays tonight?
Celtics 76ers.
If that game broke out in my driveway, I'd shut the blinds.
Finally. So 3 hours, and we finally got something we agree on, buddy.
Roger is up next. Hello, Rog.
Hey, everybody. How are we doing tonight?
Hey, doing well,
fighting
man.
Like cats and dogs, Rog.
I just want to ask y'all this question to y'all, and I'm not being funny at all. I'm being serious about this. I want to ask you about the game coming up versus Bears. I want to ask you is what can Tennessee do? I know Alabama gets off to a fast start. I just want to ask you, Russell Bear, what can Tennessee do on defense to be able to not let that happen, not let Alabama get off to a fast start and get then playing the game early and not get behind early and get to spend the big thing for Alabama. So I just want to ask you, and I know Tennessee's bird, your team is getting better. I just want to ask you, what can they do to get Russell Bear?
You know what they can do, Rog? You know what they can do, buddy? I'll tell you what they can do. They can pour sugar in all their buses' gas tanks before they leave to come to the stadium in the game they'll have to forfeit.
I'm serious about it.
I don't know, Rod. You don't know. This offense from them is incredible.
Yeah.
They are light years ahead of us as far as recruiting and just the overall program health. I don't know.
You don't know.
They would have to self destruct. Basically, they're gonna have to turn the ball over a bunch of times. Okay. It's just something they don't do a whole lot.
Yeah, I think the last thing he said, like turnovers. Like if they turned it over three or four times and we didn't turn over at all, and we'd have to have like a special team score, a defensive score, you know.
Hopefully Nick has a meltdown on the sideline.
To win the game, it would have to be the absolute perfect storm. Now, if we just go out there and play a clean game, then I think we can cover the spread and not embarrass ourselves, but even like you see somebody Bama beat somebody 49-14. I don't think anybody looks at the team that got blowed out and is like, oh man, that's embarrassing. It's just Bama. Like, yeah, you're playing Bama. I don't think that's what they do.
They've sold their souls to do it, and that's what they do.
Yeah, we heard Mark Burnett when I asked him like, are they vulnerable anywhere? And he just kind of laughed. It's like, how is that even fun?
Well, it's not.
Like when you go in.
What's even worse is everybody in that state, from the governor down to the lowest person on the totem pole to their media, everybody that covers them, everybody, they've all got that air of smug superiority. And I can't wait till somebody rises up and slaps it off their face.
When Saban finally croaks, because he'll never quit. Like he's going to
they'll body bag him on the sideline probably during an Iron Bowl.
He's going to be out there coaching like Futurama, his head in a tank. When he finally croaks and they have to replace him with a mere mortal and they start throwing up the occasional 8-5, oh, it's going to be so sweet. I have so much fun laughing at those toothless inbred yokels.
Hate them.
That's going to do it for us. Big thanks to Rick Butler on Quality Control for Brandon and Bear. I'm Russell Smith. Overtime up next. We'll do it again tomorrow here on The Drive.